And now, if you're a Democrat with a capital D, the memory of political power like the phantom ache of a missing limb, what next? Dan Payne is a political consultant and commentator based in Boston. He joins us from the stations of WBUR. Dan, this has to be the best week for Democrats in quite a while.
The real benefit is that Democrats can now make the campaign of the fall of 06 a national election, not only on George Bush, on the war, but now on whether Tom DeLay's legacy should be maintained. And so he'll continue to be a symbol and will make it difficult for Republican members of the Congress, particularly, to say, oh, this election is really about whether I got you this sewer or whether you got your grandmother what she had coming in Medicare.
What do the Democrats, though, have to do to win? Because at this point, one would have to say if the Democrats can't take advantage of the momentum that they have now, they may go down as historic losers.
Well, Democrats, I think, are beginning to understand that they have to speak with one voice on a number of these national issues. The most urgent task facing Democrats in Washington, and we shouldn't confuse them with Democrats in the rest of the country, is to come up with a position on the war in Iraq, an exit plan that they can pretty much all agree with. If they don't do that, if they continue to have eight different views on the war, they're going to have problems making the war count as an electoral issue. Democrats are taking positions on the war, on corruption, on the economy and so forth, but they don't have the platforms. And one of the ways they were deprived of the platforms was Tom DeLay's method of ruling the House.
Wasn't it a legendary Massachusetts politician who served a long time in the House of Representatives who said, all politics is local?
Yeah, but with all due respect to Tip O'Neill, in this environment, all politics is vocal. To be sure, you win a local race using local issues. But once you go to Washington as a member of Congress, you're accountable for what's going on in Washington.
Dan Payne is a political consultant based in Boston. Dan Payne, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Nice to be with you, Alex.